Police in Chicago say they have a suspect in custody in the beating deaths of two men who were pulled from a van by an angry mob after a traffic accident. From Chicago Public Radio, Jason DeRose reports.
The incident which led to the attack happened just after 6:30 Tuesday evening when a rental van veered over a curb and crashed into a group of people sitting on a stoop. Three women were injured, one pinned beneath the van. Chicago Police Chief of Detectives Phil Klein says the accident and subsequent violence happened very quickly.
Basically, it appears that this group of thugs were incensed because this vehicle struck those three girls out there, and instead of rendering aid to the three girls and waiting for the police, they pulled both the driver and the passenger out of the van, and they beat these poor people to death.
Although one suspect is in custody, police believe at least five individuals were involved in the attack. The Cook County Medical Examiner's Office says the deaths were due to multiple injuries and blunt trauma. Police have ruled it a double homicide. The mob attack has outraged many city officials, including Mayor Richard Daley and an indignant police superintendent, Terry Hillard.
Do you know how senseless this is? This was a traffic accident. We have traffic accidents down in the Loop where people get injured. And people don't pull people out of vans and cars and beat them to death with their feet, with their fists, with bricks and stones.
The Southside neighborhood in which the attack took place is a lower middle class mix of private townhouses, three flats, and public housing high rises. Several witnesses who refused to speak on tape said they heard the squeal of the tires and a crash, then saw people running toward the corner and converging on the van. They say the attackers used bricks from the porch loosened by the impact of the van to pummel 49-year-old Anthony Stuckey and 62-year-old Jack Moore to death. Minister Bamani Obadeli, who lives nearby, decries the incident, but says he almost expected it to happen someday.
I mean, this corner at 40th and Lake Park was a powder keg. I mean, this is a corner where people lauder and hang out. And there's violent incidents that erupt here every so often. And as a community leader who live in this community, I totally condemn this action and hope that the people who did this are met with the strongest penalties possible according to the judicial system.
Many in the community are appalled that two people could be beaten to death on a busy street corner in broad daylight. Tony Preckwinkle is the alderman in whose ward the attack took place. She thinks the incident was an emotional reaction to a traumatic situation.
One of the alleged perpetrators had a girlfriend who was hit by the vehicle and may just have gone off the deep end. Why others joined him instead of restraining him, I can't tell you. This is an aberration and very bad behavior on the part of a few people.
City officials continue to investigate the attack, interviewing witnesses throughout Wednesday and into the night. Charges have not yet been filed against the one suspect in custody. The three women hurt in the accident are all in stable condition and expected to recover fully. A prayer vigil for the two men killed is set for this evening. For NPR News, I'm Jason DeRose in Chicago.